This is a recording of Jim Daniels' poem, Last Night I Drove My Son Home. Last night, I drove my son home from his friend's house, where they were filming a movie starring my son in a love triangle. My son, 15, has never been in a love right angle, or even a love straight line, as far as I know. He stopped talking 2 years ago. To me, I mean. I got this second hand from a street informant I'll refer to here by her code name, Little Sister. A warm night, windows rolled down, my cheap car requires physical cranking. Not even a CD player. Purchased in 2003 when he was 10 and still kissed me goodnight, and may have even held my hand while we watched old movies. No cable TV either. Yesterday, he made me kill a giant bug, and I briefly saw that 10-year-old again. Full moon, I could see him looking up at it, following it as I turned, and we lost it to the trees. September, but moist like August. I ached for a few soft words between us in that silence. On a sidewalk near the park, a young man sat, face in his hands, a friend standing helpless above him. I slowed down. "What's that guy doing?" I said aloud. "Is he okay?" "I see him too," my son said. As a friend helped the man to his feet, I sped on. My son hummed an old song about the moon that I didn't know he knew. My son, the star of a movie I'll never see. I just get these vague coming attractions. I caught him in a lie or two this week. Every exchange, a house of cards. All it takes is a deep sigh, and they come tumbling down. I'd have hummed along with him, but I didn't want him to stop.